Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Quan, Q-U-A-N, Johnson. Quan Johnson is a 44-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-26-21. Perry Consumer sprayed him with a fire extinguisher, causing him to fall and injure his left shoulder. Perry did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Perry was offered surgery, but declined it. Perry is no longer receiving any active treatment. Perry, new paragraph, as per the record supplied, he underwent evaluation at the emergency room on 7-26-21 and had x-rays of the left shoulder. Period. There was no fracture or dislocation, semicolon, moderate glenohumeral osteoarthritis, semicolon, very mild acromioclavicular osteoarthritis. Period. He related that he was in an altercation with a resident from the group home where he works. Apparently she was spraying the fire extinguisher and he slipped and fell onto his left shoulder. Apparently he did not have a head injury or loss of consciousness. Apparently after evaluation he was diagnosed with left shoulder pain with contusion and injury of the left rotator cuff. Apparently he was then treated and released. Apparently in paragraph, he followed up at Riverside Urgent Care on 7-28-21, period. He expressed that he needed a referral to orthopedics for his rotator cuff injury and shoulder contusion, period. He was instructed to apply ice or heat to the shoulder and maintain a sling. Period. He also was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. On 7-30-21, he had repeat x-rays of the shoulder that revealed degenerative changes but no dislocation. Period. The degenerative changes were in the glenohumeral joint. Period. New paragraph beginning 7-30-21. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, at Premier Orthopedics, period. He was seen by Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, period. He denied previous injury to the shoulder. Period. He did have a history of hypertension, comma, gout, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, right shoulder surgery, comma, right knee surgery, comma, and left knee surgery, period. Dr. Eisenberg diagnosed rotator cuff syndrome of the left shoulder, period. He recommended an MRI of the left shoulder, period. This was completed on that Dr. Eisenberg reviewed the MRI results with him on 8-27-21. Period demonstrated moderate glenohumeral arthritis and a partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon as well as bicep tendinitis. Period. He opined that glenohumeral arthritis was pre-existing and chronic in nature. That was more than expected for a 41-year-old male. Period. He recommended activity modification for the time being and referred him for therapy. Period. Corticosteroid injection was also instilled to the shoulder. Period. He saw Dr. Eisenberg again on 10-15-21 when he was improving. Period. He felt comfortable resuming full duty work, but was going to complete physical therapy. Period. And follow up on 11-12-21, he reported his shoulder keeps popping out of place while doing therapy, but he was working full duty. Period, another corticosteroid injection was given to the shoulder. Period. Dr. Eisenberg monitor his progress. Period on 12/10/21. He stated his shoulder feels good with a pain score of 1-2/10. Period. He was then discharged from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. A note from 12/10/21 indicated the patient left without checking out. Period. He later had x-rays of the left shoulder on 2/13/23 at the referral of Dr. Dwyer. Period. It showed glenohumeral joint osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. He, in fact, was first seen by Dr. DiVenero on 12/19/11 at Premier Orthopedics. Period. This was regarding his right knee that had a chondral defect as well as effusion. Period. He instilled corticosteroid injection to the right knee. Period. He was followed on 1/18/12 for his osteochondritis dissecans traumatic defect. Period. The recent injection was helpful. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. DiVenero and his colleagues over the next many months. Period. Including 10/17/12, reporting 80% relief with the injection. That was a Synvisc 1 injection. Period. He was also seen by his primary care physicians at AdvoCare from 2/7/13 through 3/24/20 for general medical ailments. Period. In paragraph on 10/28/20, he was seen by Dr. Levitsky for right wrist pain that started 2 to 3 weeks earlier. Period. He had an evaluation by Dr. DiVenero regarding his right knee pain on 5/15/23. Period, Synvisc injection was administered on that visit. Period, Mr. Johnson had an MRI of the brain on 12/12/14 that was read as normal. Period. New paragraph, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bernardini at Reconstructive Orthopedics on 12/30/15. Period, an MRI had shown a tear of the soleus, S-O-L-E-U-S. Period. He was then going to follow up in 1 month and utilize a below-knee elastic stocking. Period. He followed up with his primary care providers through 5/9/19. Period. On 5/31/19, he was seen at Reconstructive Orthopedics by Dr. Silver. Period. This was for right knee and quadriceps pain. Period. He was then referred for an MRI of the quadriceps area of the femur. Period. X-rays were also done. Period. On 3/24/20, he was seen by Dr. Quinlan, Q-U-I-N-L-A-N, for a medication refill in his family practice, including laboratory studies. Period. in the paragraph on 10/28/20, he was seen by Dr. Levitsky for right wrist pain, as previously noted, period. On 1/26/17, he reported hearing a pop and feeling a pull in his gastroc when going onto the treadmill. Period. This had been going on for years. Period. On 5/1/19, he was seen by an eye specialist. Period. He also was seen by Dr. Linden for a urology assessment on 5/1/19. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper inspection revealed a flexion contracture of the left small finger. Bird's left shoulder abduction was between 140 and 155 degrees with tenderness but no crepitus. Paired motion of the shoulders was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to L4 on the right and L2 on the left. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Extremities lower, he remained in his pants and sneakers, limiting visualization. Period. Underline this. This lower extremity may not have needed to be examined. Cervical, he was tender at the left clavicle, but not the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 7/26/21. Quan Johnson injured his left shoulder when involved in an altercation with a client at work. Period. He scratched that. She threw a fire extinguisher at him and he slid on the floor. Period. He went to the emergency room where x-rays showed only degenerative changes. Period. He was initiated on conservative treatment. Period. He at one point may have had an MRI of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He accepted injection therapy and rapidly returned to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the left shoulder. Period. Did a positive O'Brien's maneuver there, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. And that is the end.